I've gotten a lot of burnt out. I've gotten a lot of burnout. Sorry. And part of that is because I haven't spoke up in the past. And that's mm-hmm. one thing that I'm still working on, even at my current job. And that's why Nandi, who is one of the other career strategists who also does the accelerator, she's very good at setting boundaries. I am not.
Mm.
And the executive assistant, Stephanie, she calls us yin and yang because we truly are yin and yang. She will speak up in a moment. I will not. And so sometimes she has had to speak up for me, which isn't the best because I am a grown adult, but I'm just like, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to move any waves. That is not good.
Hey guys, what's good? I am Gina here with Kaya again, big dog. We're going to talk to y'all about burnout. Have y'all ever been swallowed in y'all jobs? In the words of TD Jakes. Please don't sue me. Please don't. But I just want to know, have y'all been swallowing it up with y'all's job? Like, has it swallowed y'all up to the point where y'all can't cooperate? Y'all can't do nothing. Stop Kaya for real. Like, have you been swallowed up? Have you been?
Yeah, I've been at a job, yeah.
What was your signs and what was your symptom?
Yes, I definitely have been. I have been stressed at positions when you're not making enough money, but the money and the work are not coinciding with each other, where you're not making enough money, but you have the work of 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 people. Maybe you are a manager, as my colleagues know. I can manage people, but do I like doing it? No, I absolutely hate it. Absolutely hate it. I am not the manager type. I am more of a, I go with the wind. I do what I'm told. Mm-hmm. And if you have an HR question, you can ask me.
Yeah.
If you don't, let me just do what I do and I make it and I do what I do. But I have been not at this job.
Not at this job. So before, like, what were your signs and what were your symptoms? Like, what were you going through when you experienced burnout?
Oh, you did ask
like
that.
Like mentally and physically.
Depression, I would say, would be a mental.
Okay.
Was definitely a big mental sign because you're going at your job for 8 to 10 hours a day, right?
Right.
So you're going there every day. You spend more time with your coworkers than you do with your family.
Absolutely.
I totally believe that. And that before I had my son, that's definitely, even when I had him, that's definitely right. The case. You spend 8 to 10 hours a day with these people. If you're hating what you do every day, if you're doing it consistently, not taking any breaks, not being kind to yourself, not having any self-care, that definitely leads to burnout. Depression, mm-hmm. sick,
mm-hmm.
weight gain.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've always been a nice, plump, pretty woman. Make that clear. But the additional weight gain, the lack of nutrition, just all these different things because you're not taking care of yourself. Those are some of the signs. Headaches, dehydration.
Also,
properly taking care of yourself, not taking breaks.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You had 2 jobs.
Yes.
Then you had a very small window up to,
mm-hmm.
you know, going up and down the road, the commuting mm-hmm. and everything. Do you felt that, did you have a lot of burnout with having 2 jobs?
I did. To a point where I feel like I wasn't being like of value, like here. You know what I'm saying? Like within like my 6-figure chick family, I wasn't producing like the type of work that I felt like y'all needed. Or like the type of work that I felt like Shaq needed as well. And so I was like, hey, something has to give. Like with like burnout with my family, like I did not see them. So that window of me seeing Choi, that window of me seeing like Christopher was very small. So, you know, I worked with y'all, whatever. And then so, you know, I went to work and then I had like 30 minutes to get ready, you know, another 30 minutes to drive to work. So that was also burning. So I had to, you know, travel to work. I had to be approachable to the people like in the jewelry store because, you know, they were a jury, you know, they were no XYZ. And so that was also burning me out. I had to smile like every day. Like, I love smiling, by the way. Like, love smiling, like laughing is my thing. But like when you don't want to do it, it's a problem. And so to me, I find joy in like laughing, smiling, making other people laugh and something like that. Like, so I felt like I wasn't my authentic self. Because I was so burned. It was like forced. Yes, it was forced. It was very much forced. And so I hated that for myself. And you said something about like you had jobs and you were burnt out and things like that, the signs and the symptoms. So before this job, I had, like, I used to work at the jail. And so I was actually losing weight, but I was also like working out a lot because I felt like, you know, to be in the best shape of my life, I had to work out every single day to be able to, you know, defend the jail. I had to, you know, defend, you know, men and, oh. and when, yes, myself first, everybody else next. And so I was so burned out in a way that, you know, we worked 8 hours a day, like in the jail, but we also did mandatory overtime. So okay. Mandatory overtime, it wasn't no 2 hours. It was another eight. So
what did you exactly do?
So what I did was I was a special emergency response team member. So what that involved is it was me and a team. And so we responded to like fights in the jail, fires, arguments, disagreements, everything like that. Love that job, love that work. But until I realized like, oh, this is burning me out. You know, I really didn't pay attention to the signs and the symptoms.
When did you realize that?
I think I realized it when Christopher asked me a question. So, you know, we was talking about something. And so I wouldn't, you know, we really didn't have conversations. And so when we did, he asked me something along the lines of, you don't need me, or you think you don't need me, or you don't need me, do you? And I said, no, I don't need you. And so that was like a pivot, a turning point, like in our marriage, because we were married at the time. And so it was like a partnership. And so I'm telling him that I don't need him. And I think like for a man to hear that from a woman, he was like, oh, she really don't need me. Like,
we mean probably don't get
meant to stand on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what? Wait, baby, I got my own car, I got my own job, I got my own this and then this. And so I'm doing so much. And I wasn't allowing him to do anything for me.
You think it was the way you said it? Because I know, and that's, I think that's most of us, we want our men, yes. We don't need them.
Yes.
But this is the 1950s or 60s. I can do what I really need to do. Do you feel that he maybe have taken that in the wrong context at that point?
No, I said it very directly. Like what I just told you, I said it just like that.
All right.
I was like, you want to get on me? I said, I don't. And just went on about my day.
Okay.
Went on back in jail. Did what
that's
I, you
fair.
Know.
That's fair.
And so, like, burnout meant for me was, you know, working those 16 hours, coming home, going to sleep, getting right back up in, like, 5 hours, doing the same thing over again. And then them asking me to do something so, you know, beneath me, I thought, like, at work. So it was like, hey, can you go outside? Can you defend this jail? Can you walk outside with a shotgun for like 8 hours in the cold?
Oh my gosh.
I said, nigga, no, I'm not doing that. I said, you gonna have to get this to somebody else. Like, absolutely not. I said, so if somebody escaped, you want me to shoot them? Talk about, oh no, we, you know, if they interact with the public, you know, you can do that. I said, nah, you gonna have to take the shotgun to somebody else because I'm not doing that. And so that was a turning point
That's a lot.
It was a turning point.
It's mentally taxing. If you kill somebody, then you have to deal with
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was burnout for me. And so I want to pivot back to you. So you do so much for the company. This company. You do so much for this company. You've done like a lot of resumes. So we're doing like 6-figure weekend right now. And so I'm in the room. And so we're both in the room. I'm like, you know, how many people's resumes have you actually done? And you've actually done a lot of people's resumes in the room. So do you think, like, now, do you get feelings of burnout? Are you overwhelmed sometimes?
Yes,
I feel like your resume count a week is a lot. Like, you and Nadi, you know, for real. So how does that feel for you?
I've gotten a lot of burnout. Sorry. And part of that is because I haven't spoke up in the past. And it's one thing that I'm still working on, even at my current job. And that's why Nadi, who is one of the other career strategists who also does the accelerator, she's very good at setting boundaries. I am not. And the executive assistant, Stephanie, she calls us yin and yang because we truly are yin and yang. She will speak up in a moment. I will not. And so sometimes she has had to speak up for me, which is the best because I am a grown adult, but I'm just like, I don't want to rock the boat. I don't want to move any waves. That is not
good. That ain't good because you remember when your laptop broke down? And so
my laptop broke down.
Her laptop broke down from preventing her to do her work, y'all. And she did not say a word, but was talking about the laptop for like weeks or like months. Like, oh, my laptop can't open. It took me 2 hours to write a sentence for a resume. I said, 2 hours to write a sentence? I said, nah, you need to do something.
I didn't say anything. And so finally Nadia told our boss, and our boss was like, why didn't you say anything? I was like, I didn't want you to spend money. I didn't want to bother you. She ordered me a laptop that day. Smooth sailing ever since, but that's part of the burnout. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we burn ourselves out by not speaking up. And even to this day, you know, I was overwhelmed the six-figure weekend. And my boss was like, why didn't you say anything? And I'm like, I don't want to bother anybody. And Nadia was like, this is what needs to happen, X, Y, and Z. So sometimes you do need a person that can assist with advocating for you, even in your big age. And even with her, we bounce things off of each other. Sometimes she is more on the darker side of the yin yang. I'm more of the lighter side. But sometimes she needs me to be more softer in some things. I need her to be more aggressive.
But do I get burnout?
Yes. Am I working on it?
Yes.
Is it quick enough?
No.
I need to get better at that. So
you will
get burnt out.
I would say sometimes.
Okay.
It's not as bad because I don't have like a second job. But I would say yes, because I think, you know, some things could be easier. You know what I'm saying? Some things could flow better. And, you know, I just feel like, oh, if we had this, you know, it would lead to less burnout. Like, you know, automations would be great, you know, and emails and stuff like that. And then, like, I'm the type of person, like, I'd rather, like, you know, take some time off and let nobody do the job. Whereas I come back and I feel like I have, like, more work to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, with the emails, for instance, like, you know, answering emails is cool. You know what I'm saying? But I would rather I answer them, I file them and stuff like that. I think that's where my, I have like a territorial like personality. So, you know, whatever's mine, you know, this is my like friend wise too. Like, oh, these are my friends. You know what I'm saying? Oh, these are my people.
You're that kind of friend.
You know what I'm saying? I'm that kind of friend. Like, oh, this your best friend? Oh, that's my best friend too. You know, I'm best. I'm, you know, this. That's me. And so I mean it in the most authentic way possible. But yeah, I just rather like let stuff be me. Like, you know.
Until you get back, right?
Yeah, until I get back.
And I can handle everything.
Okay. Until I get back. But if you need me, like, hey, how do I do this? Oh, I'm going to tell you. File this there. And then that's going to be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But that's me.
To worry about
Wade, me getting burnt
out. Big Gina. Big Texas.
To avoid getting burnt out, I would say, yeah, just, you know, advocate for yourself. I think, like, you're more of the, I love you, I adore you, by the way. But you're more of the, like, more soft-spoken. And I think you have, like, a counterpart, too, that can speak up for you. You know what I'm saying? With, like, Nandi. And I think, like, everybody has that there. You know, okay, soft-spoken. But I also have somebody that's going, hey, she needs this, she needs that, you know, that's going to have my back and stuff like that. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that for you as well. And so what other signs and like symptoms that you can tell people like to avoid like burnout?
Overloading yourself. Like I said, there are a lot of things that I shouldn't have been burnt out on, but I was burnt out with those things because I loaded myself. I overloaded myself. I didn't say anything. Prioritizing. I am not the best with timeline management, but hell, I'm getting better. This ain't about me. Timeline management, if you do not have a good schedule, you're not prioritizing things correctly, that can lead to burnout.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're just using the air of time. You just finish one task completely all the way through, then start the next. And once you start skipping around, things get jumbled, things get messy. That leads to burnout because you're feeling like you're doing all this work, but nothing is getting
right. Right.
That's finish good. One task. At least you have one thing done. Like when you wake up in the morning, make up your bed. That task is done for the day. Mm-hmm. Shower. If that's your thing, to shower in the morning or if you shower at night. Everybody's
don't
different.
Do it. Everybody's different.
Everybody's different.
Don't do
everybody
it.
Is different.
And I took a shower this morning. I said, nah, I feel like I took a shower last night and let out. I'm cool. I'm cool. Like, I'm good. And I take one of them things. Everybody is different. So just make sure that your what works for you works for you. Make sure it makes sense as well. As same thing we talked about in the having the different multiple streams of income. If you caught that episode, it has to make sense. Please don't have a part-time job and paying $60 a day in tolls and racking up a bill. Did she just call me out?
In the commas.
I think she just called me out.
Was that burnout?
That could lead to burnout.
And now you're in debt.
And burnout.
And I ain't in debt. I just ain't gonna pay it. They can call me, but I'm like, I ain't gonna get
anything. Now that will lead to burnout, debt, and having a suspended license. Please don't do it, Junior has done. Please.
10 out of 10 would not recommend. But if you meet, I don't care about it.
Ooh. Advocating for yourself, being strong enough to advocate for yourself. Feeling the burnout. There are times where I have had to speak up for myself. Well, a lot of times. Even if you don't have another counterpart that can do it or wants to do it, if you don't want to do it, there are times where my back has been against the wall. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's fix this. Let's adjust this. But for me, it has to get to I'm very lenient and I'm very patient. And if I feel that there's something is wrong, something is wrong. If I'm saying, mm-hmm. Hey, I am burnt out. This is not correct. I am stressed. That means there is a problem.
Yeah, I think everybody has like a breaking point.
Exactly.
Like a breaking point.
Like get to your breaking point.
Get to your breaking point. I would say get to your breaking point. Or if you have somebody that's comfortable, that you're like comfortable with, that could advocate for you, because that just recently happened with my other job. Like before I left it, I had an employee that, you know, felt super uncomfortable with management. And she was like trying to tread lightly around them. And so I was like, hey, you know, what's the issue? What can I do to help you? And so in that instance, I was like, hey, you know, Yudi feels uncomfortable. She does not want to be here when these people are in the building. She feels like, hey, every time, you know, she's backed into a wall, she's backed into a corner. She literally like burnt out. If you think about work and you hate it, you're most likely like burnout. Like that's the, and she hated it. She did not want to go. And she also had two jobs with CPS and Cell Injury. You're already burned out, I'm pretty sure, with the kids and the families that you see on a daily basis. And so you have to go turn around and go back to this job. And you really 90% don't need it. 99% don't need the job. And so you're burnt out. And so also having a good leader,
it helps.
I think we have a phenomenal leader. So Shaquelle is who she, you know, says she is, and she's really authentic. And so with that, we're able to individually come to her with like our own problems. If something is like truly wrong, or, you know, hey, you know, oh, throw some time on your calendar, you know, talk to me whenever you can, whenever you get this issue. I think that's beneficial. And not everybody gets that, like you were saying, and not everybody gets that with like bigger companies. I'm so like grateful and thankful. Like we are like a small company still. We're small. We're intimate, like with each other. You know what I'm saying? And so that also plays a big part too. And she's like, hey, you know, come to me with anything, any problems, any issues. You know,
atmosphere.
Kate says it as well. You know, if y'all having issues, anything y'all need from me, you know, come to me and I'll do my best to fix it or find a solution that's better for y'all. So I do appreciate that. You're not gonna know your CEO like we know our CEO.
That's true.
But if you could find somebody that you're comfortable with to relay that information to the higher
HR, do not do it to
HR. Don't
as an HR person, do not.
Yeah, don't tell.
Do not tell them everything.
Don't
tell them really anything. To be quite honest, is there other HR professionals? I don't care. You're not up here talking. Do not tell them. Do not tell them about your woes and your fears and your dreams and how you want to leave. Please do not do that, because we take that into consideration and the next layoffs or the next people that are being,
you gotta be here.
You'll be on the chopping
block. Really?
And that is coming from an HR professional. Yeah.
We don't, because
people forget HR, we do not work for you. We work for the organization.
We work for the organization.
We are here to make sure the organization is safe. There are, I'm like in unions, there are union reps that are there to make sure the union and the
actual person is safe. Mm-hmm. Most organizations don't have that because they're not unions. Mm-hmm. And even if you have a member representative, like a worker representative, the only way that you would technically be safe is if they were in a third party, but they are still allowed to say certain things back to your HR.
Okay, so the union,
not like a, not like the, but I mean, I'm just using that as a,
okay, okay,
but the union rep, I still would tread very, very lightly because they're like member psychologists and things like that that work for the actual company.
Mm-hmm.
They are protected by HIPAA, mm-hmm. but there are some things that they can still skate around in terms of like, okay. like guidelines and things. So when you are talking about those things, as long as it's with like a guideline or policy, you can talk to HR about it, but I would tread very, very lightly because they will remember that. They will write it down. We are trained to keep a paper trail and documentation of what is going on, why, how, when, where, who it involves. And we will use that.
Okay.
Not me personally, but we will use that. Okay, and so next round of layoffs, this person didn't want to be here. They're looking for another job anyway. Cut them.
That's a gem. That's actually what I told Christopher. Like, hey, I was like, don't tell HR like your problems. Like, I don't have any experience with HR, but I'm like, hey, I don't know. I think they the best people to talk to. Like, I think you could talk to somebody else. And he was like, you know, I'm real cool with HR. I'm like, okay, but are you?
You really think you are? Cool with
that's HR. Our job to be cool with you.
Yeah,
that's our job.
I'm like, are you cool with?
Yeah,
we're supposed to be cordial with everyone because we're a neutral base. But
what's I'm not saying
neutral for the employer. We're neutral for the employer.
And do you think, like, when you were like a part of HR, you had like your own like forms of burnout with like so many employees? Coming to you with like their problems, their situations.
It's very crazy. Now, I haven't done HR at like Fortune 500 companies, but I have done like recruitment for like a Fortune 500.
Right.
And it is when you are, I've done HR like in terms of like generalist work for startup and mom and pop places. So when there are, you know, four and five people coming to you and you're only a team of like eight,
right?
It is a big burnout because people are professionally trauma dumping onto you. And they want you to have this, you know, their sister, mother, brother, cousin is not looking for a job, or, you know, they're not working. Just different things that they are dumping on you. You now take that on to you. Mm-hmm. I'm almost like a career strategist. We take on a lot of our clients, their problems, their issues of having a job. But in HR, it's a life capacity.
Okay.
So, you know, mental health issues, layoff issues, money issues,
infidelity
issues, all these kinds of things. People will tell their HR personnel, and I'm like, don't tell them that.
Okay.
Because I'm looking at that. I don't want to say I'm judging you, but I'm looking at that.
Yeah.
You're, you know, I'm thinking about that.
As
you know, is your mental health going to be strong enough to be sustainable in the company? So, yeah.
And I'm glad you.
I hate that.
I hate you.
And anyway, I'm glad that you brought that up. When you talked about the union, like we had a union rep. At the job we used to work,
the
jail. So we were like a union, and we came to him with all our problems, all our, you know, you said infidelity, stuff ain't going right in the jail, you know, us working 18 hours, 16 hours, us not getting like a lunch break.
That kind of stuff, yes, that was straight.
You have to,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Lunch break,
you gotta, yeah.
It's like that.
All of that. But it was just so much.
And
I think, I think it got to the point like 2 years ago, like the union rep that was like over it, he became like a captain within the jail. And then I think it was like 2 years ago, like he committed suicide and nobody was saying that about him. And I think the job was so heavy. Like he was burnt out. He had been there for like 20 some years, but on the outside, he was smiling, you know, smiling, giddy, kiki, ki. But I felt like the weight that we put on him, like as a organization, as the jail, like, you are the head person. Everybody's dumping all of these things on you. So he had no, like, escape from it, unfortunately. I felt like, you know, somewhat kind of responsible for his burnout and, you know, for his end. But I'm like, okay, so it's other things. I felt like it was other things that he could do to not get burnt out.
There was.
Do you have any strategies, any techniques for anybody who feels like they're burnt out or feels like, hey, you know, I can't do this job anymore, what would you suggest?
Therapy, number one, especially if you have a heavy job like that. Not to diminish him, you know, or anything like that. And that is no one's fault, not even necessarily his, even though he took his own life. So I don't want anyone to think that. Things can be very mentally heavy.
in just life in general, but some strategies, therapy. I have a therapist, not because my job is trauma and everything, but just, you know, life in general. I think therapy is great for everyone, no matter the job, especially when you do have a job working with people or it is mentally heavy. Not sure if you had tried that or anything, but that's number one. Also having a safe space. Like I said, not talking to it. Luckily, we all have a great relationship here. So we get to
right.
We need to. But if things get too heavy, using your support system, using your husband, using your wife, whatever your support system looks like, using that, using therapy, taking breaks. If it's just 15-minute breaks, even if you say you don't have time, you have time. Make time. Taking a 5-minute break here, 10-minute break here. When you go on a bathroom break, take an extra walk.
Mm-hmm.
These things can help you create some time, create some space, create air, create breathing.
Mm-hmm.
Breathing strategies. I breathe a lot. Breathe deep. More days than others. So those are just some of the more simplified strategies. You know, like you can take vacations, take them.
Mm-hmm.
If you cannot, you know, sometimes that financials look different on everyone. That's cool. If you need to maybe just leave your house for an hour or two, there are some days where I'm like, I have so much to do, but yet I've been sitting at my computer for 2 hours looking at the same three sentences, even though my computer's working fine now. I get up, I leave the house. Someone actually mentioned this to me yesterday, sunlight before screens.
Yes.
One of our six-figure members.
Yeah.
Sunlight before screens. And I thought about this morning when I was in the room, and I was like, it's dark in here, but I'm sitting here scrolling on TikTok. And I'm like, why do I feel like I'm disgusting? Like, I'm groggy. So I finally, like, you know, got up, got some sunlight and things like that. So vitamin D is essential, and actual sunlight.
Yes.
Not just the pills, but actual sunlight.
Take your ass outside. Like, for real.
In a nutshell, yes.
In a nutshell. Like, I like being outside. I like being outside with the sun. That's why I'm
going to take personality.
Like, I need it to be 80. Like, right now, it's gloomy, but
it's hot down here in Texas.
It's hot, but ain't no sun. It's just cloudy. But I wish it was sunny.
Not me. It's statement down here.
Air is bumping.
No.
AC's not bumping in here.
No, baby. I like that. I like that sunlight before screens. That is,
that's a gem.
Especially when you work in a jail because you're confined.
Yeah. We didn't get sunlight at all.
18 hours.
And by the time you get out, you go in when it's dark, you come out when it's dark.
And period. That's what it was.
You need breaks. You need more breaks than anyone else, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Same with like doctors and hospitals and stuff. You know, you can get sunlight from the rooms and everything, but therapy, sunlight, having a safe space, that's what it is.
That's what you simplify it.
If you're drinking every day or doing whatever type of drug that your heart desires every day, when it's getting to like those points where if you were a person that drank or did any of that kind of stuff before your job and now you're starting to feel yourself slipping back into that. There were times where I was in a job where I felt like, okay, I need like 2 glasses of wine tonight or maybe 1 glass. But then that 1 glass started increasing every day. And maybe I had 2 glasses tonight, but it would be every night. And I'm like, okay, now I'm getting to the point where it's getting a little crazy. Like,
I'm going to have to
walk through a bottle in a day.
I'm going to definitely agree.
Yeah.
And then you said, should they contact you? Absolutely. I think the organization, if they know or if they can sense, I know like with bigger companies, they can't really like sense that, but like small businesses, everything like that, they should know, like maybe your quality in work has shifted. And so your quality in work has shifted. And so they should reach out to you, which I think that was like, that was my experience with like a few weeks ago, like before I left, like my quality of work has shifted. And I also think like my quality of communication, like has shifted as well. So like, it was a point where like before I would talk, you know, every day with Kaya, I would talk with Nandi, I would talk with Shaq, you know, every day. But it got to a point where I would say nothing for like eight.
You was here for her for 3 days.
Like, I had 3 days,
make sure
like
4 nights.
I was like, oh, baby, you still work here? You all right? But but for me, I was getting burnt out with like my personal life. And I was also getting burnt out with my job. And so like, you know, they reached out to me, but also Shaq reached out to me too. She was like, hey, are you okay? I feel like you are, I forgot the word she knows. I feel like you are not short, but kind of like snappy or something, like with your responses, or if it's everything. I was like, nah, you know what I'm saying? And so I think when a shift in like the quality of your work or the quality with your people,
that is jeopardized, then that's, you should do something. Like, you should go.
You don't know. I don't think you didn't notice.
No.
But there were times where I would call you and I'm like, all right, I haven't spoken to you. I haven't FaceTimed you in days. Like, are you okay?
Be like, what's going on?
Especially if that's the personality. Gina, I talk to like every 2 days, every day. Nandi, I talk to every day. If I haven't talked to Nandi or if I haven't heard from her, I'd be checking that location.
You did not the location. You get the location too? I'm gonna ask check for her location because that's some best friend. Like, I'm going on our lunch break, I'm gonna say, share the location. She's gonna be like, what?
But you also have to check up on your people. I think that's also the importance of having a strong support system. If Nani don't hear from me all day and she texts me and I respond something short, she on the way to my house.
Okay.
Literally.
I like that energy.
Many times when she's called me, like, I can tell you're not okay. Like,
I like that.
Do I need to come over there or she'll just come? Like,
I like that energy.
And you have to have those people. And she's not really, she's my friend that probably does it the most.
Right.
Because we talk every day, but I do have other friends that do that as well. I know you have friends that do that as well.
I do have friends. And then,
do you, Gina?
Girl, y'all my friends. And then, you know, you mentioned, and I'm going to wrap this thing up real quick, but you mentioned, like, should they reach out to you? Like, bigger businesses, how they reach out to you when you have left or when you have quit is they give you an exit interview. So I
wish it isn't here. Why
I hate an exit interview.
So useless.
Why are you asking me why I'm gone? Like, you know why I'm gone.
And usually as HR people, we know exactly why you're leaving.
Yeah, you know why I'm gone?
Like, said this.
No. At the gym, they said something about, you want to do an exit interview?
No, I'm just. There are plenty of times I've denied it.
Oh, that's how.
I don't want to do this. You know why.
With James Avery.
Just exit interview. Why'd you
say the name?
It's all right. I said it on the other podcast. Like, they ain't going to come after this part. They ain't going to watch it because, you know.
But yeah, definitely big companies. If ever you, hopefully in the future, we'll have something for big companies, you know, in regards to like layoff strategies or like just different things that we can help bigger companies with to help your, to be like an, I don't want to say like an external HR because that's not the proper terminology, but just like an external unit as a buffer, like when employees do, you know, get laid off or when they have burnout, just to offer different consulting services in that nature. So
absolutely, we have some future with
it. Absolutely. So I am glad we talked to you guys about burnout, how to combat burnout, how to, you know, recognize the signs and symptoms. I just want to say, don't get swallowed up. Do not get swallowed up in burnout. Because we're going to be back to y'all.
We will.
Call us if you're getting burnt out of your job. Call us.
Get you another.